FM. Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
De novos.
How good do Fridays feel, guys?
Oh.
Hello.
Hello.
Now, we have a photo shoot.
That's a very deep
shoot.
Hello.
We've got a photo shoot after the show today.
We do.
My God. Have a look at Jade's makeup box.
Honestly, it's like Jade Purtis has entered the building.
It's makeup on wheels.
It's massive.
Yeah.
She's like, Maddie, I think I might need your help getting it from the car. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm expecting to carry a couple of bags.
And there's Maddie the porter.
How heavy do you think that is?
It'd be a good 30, 40 kilos.
No, a good four kilos, maybe.
It's heavy. I reckon that's actually almost vintage, because if Napoleon Purtis went out of business, hot cakes they would have sold for, I reckon.
Good.
I thought they went bust.
Well, no, they...
No. Isn't he still making money?
They went
to
liquidation or some one of those terms, and then... But they're still open, so I don't know.
And think about it, the weight of an eyebrow pencil to get 4 kilos worth. It's many eyebrow pencils.
Now, Crevo, you have a nice new haircut. What happened here?
So I went to the hairdresser yesterday and she went, oh, you're back earlier than normal.
Is this one in Mayfield?
Yeah. And then she said, look, it's good because you didn't let it get so scraggly this time. This is very
nice.
You
do let yours get... That's why people around the office say that you're scruffy all the time.
Yeah,
you need to put more effort into your appearance.
I'm a practical man.
It's not Crevo's fault he has curly hair.
Well, it's his fault he doesn't get a haircut.
Well, that's true.
What does Emmy say? Does she like it when it's nice and short?
Of course. Good. She's like a person that likes neat things. Often, that's not me. What's she doing with me?
Me, on the other hand, the only new addition I've got... New shoes!
Oh, you found them! Nike Air Force One.
Did somebody from the show point you in the right direction, or you found them on your own?
I was very lucky, and I got the last pair. Thank you to JD Sports Katara for that.
And there's the plug. Press that ding button.
I did buy the spray as well.
Got conned again.
Oh, the waterproofer.
Oh, it's good. I need to use it.
Okay.
Clearly I have an issue with buying shoes. Jade, I can't believe it. Up next,
we're
going to get a very interesting story about a sexless relationship.
Mm-hmm.
All right, doing that after Maroon 5, Moves Like Jagger, kicking off your Friday. Good morning. Maroon 5, waking you up live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
An interesting headline that grabbed my attention, guys. I thought, you know what, we need to delve here. We need to have a chat because...
Before 6.30.
Yeah, before 6.30, before the kids are in the car, because my girlfriend... Not my girlfriend, this is the headline. My girlfriends are jealous that I'm in a sexless relationship, but it's actually hell. And I thought, how fascinating.
This is weird.
So apparently there's two types of, in this article, it breaks down there, there's people who like being in a sexless relationship because obviously they have a low sex drive and they're not...
Who likes that, though?
Surely not.
Well, there's people out there. And then there's on the other hand, there's people who like to have sex all the time. So for this girl in the relationship, she obviously wants to have sex more regularly with her boyfriend.
Yeah.
But the thing is, he's just has a low sex drive. He's just not really into it. He'd rather cuddle. And her friends are jealous because she's spoken about it with them over the time, the relationship being having less and less sex. They're like, I wish that was the case for us because my partner wants it all the time.
Jeez, that's interesting, isn't it?
Fascinating. And it just sort of went into both sides of the argument. And it sort of really got me thinking with you guys, you know, would you stay in a sexless relationship? Because this woman really loves her partner and she's
like,
I don't want to leave because I love him.
I've got a unique perspective on this because when I was with my ex, who I was with for 5 years, obviously a few things happened and, you know, the relationship started to deteriorate. But there was a point maybe for the last year that we were together that I don't know what happened, but I just couldn't do the deed. I just couldn't do it with him. So it was like we went on for nearly a whole year still together because I did love him, but I just lost that physical
connection
with him completely, and I was fine with it.
Mm.
And I was totally fine not to have sex with him, but he was the opposite. So he ended up getting really upset, and it caused all sorts of drama. So it's a real thing.
So how long were you in that relationship for?
5 years.
5 years.
Well, and 4 years, and then something just changed.
So for the last year.
Yeah.
How long do you reckon you could have lived like that for?
Maybe a few years. Like, I mean,
you're okay with
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Well, that's what's so hard about it. It's like you still love your partner or your
person.
Of
course. Yeah.
But sometimes you just lose the
connection in that way. Yeah.
It's hard because I was thinking about it, and I was thinking, well, what if this ended up happening to Ben and I after years of marriage? I don't know why it seems to be more a common thing when once people are married, but from this article, it went into that side
of it. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And it's like Maddie said, when you're really in love with somebody, I just couldn't think, say, if Ben was the one that didn't want to have sex.
Like dialed it right back.
And dialed it right back. I just thought, I don't think I'd want to divorce him and then have him be alone and then have to find another relationship and have somebody who doesn't understand him.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But I don't know.
Do you have any...
Yeah, my thoughts are like the love thing that you've talked about there can be very strong, but at the end of the day, if you don't have that connection as well, I don't think the relationship could survive long term. Maybe a year, like you said, is possible.
Life support.
Yeah, and it sort of would be on life support. And I think that over, after that period, at some point, it would end because you need that connection.
You'd think you'd become depressed. Like, by the sounds of this article, this lady's talking to everyone about her situation.
Mm. She's obviously, including Daily Mail.
So really she wants out.
Yeah, obviously.
So, she's probably hoping he finds the article.
And goes, I better buy some roses this
afternoon.
Sounds
like me. We need to break up.
It does happen to a lot of women, though. I've actually got a few female friends who have had this same problem with their male partners over the years. And I think it's a big thing that women deal with, especially with a lot of men are like this, which surprises me. But it's true. A lot of men sometimes lose the drive, and and women have to put up with it.
Mm.
Anyway, that's just from my experience.
Well, the thing is, you've got to be happy because Hamish said in his news the other day, I was listening to you, Hamish, that apparently you die younger if you're not happy.
Yeah, well,
they did studies.
Back to life. What's in Jade's box? Up next, we have a beautiful Yumbo Rama meal to give away. $60 worth chef cooked meals delivered direct to your door. Thanks to Yumbo Rama for hooking us up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll give my box a bit of a shake. It's heavy in there.
13:10:09 if you want to play What's in Jade's box. Crevo has a clue.
Yeah, first clue is it's sticky and stretchy.
Okay, the lines are open. Let's do it. Friday edition of What's in Jade's Box. Play next.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
UFM.
What's in Jade's Box? We have a $60 Yumbo Rama voucher to give away for What's in Jade's Box this morning. 13:10:09. Give it a shake. Crevo's got a clue.
Okay.
Alright, first clue was, of course, that it is sticky and stretchy.
Cody, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
Doing good, Cody. You got cut off from the phone yesterday, brother. Let's give you this voucher today. You got this?
Yeah, I think.
Good. What's where are you at the moment? What are you doing?
I just knocked off work again and just got home.
Again?
Oh, just at home. Very good. Where do you work?
Maccas.
We love Maccas here. Very good.
I'm just reading on the screen you've worked the last 55 or 60 days. Is
different
that right?
Different person.
How many Cody's? Oh, Cody.
Corey.
Jade's reading Cody. A different name on the screen. That's all right.
All right, Cody. What do you think from Jade's box, mate?
Slime is incorrect.
Sorry, mate. Thank you, though.
Thanks for playing.
Next call.
Let's go to Corey.
Hey, Corey.
Yeah.
Hey, man. So, hang on. You're the Corey who's worked 55 of the last 60 days.
Yeah, that's me.
That's intense. And is that legal?
I don't know. If it isn't, I'm not getting paid enough.
Corey, what do you do for work?
Commercial cleaner.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Your business would be booming the last few months.
My bank balance looks pretty okay at this time. Let's say that much.
Yeah, happy days,
hey,
man.
Even though your bank balance is looking nice and juicy, you're still into the free meals. What do you think's in Jade's box? Krivo's going to give you another clue.
All right, one more clue here. It rolls.
Oh.
Or it is a, it's a roll.
Well, I was thinking slime like old mate, but I think it might be one of them like squishy balls.
Squishy, you know what I mean?
squishy balls. It's a roll.
Yeah.
No, can't argue with that. That's
unlucky.
Enjoy your day. Have a day off soon.
Yeah,
please.
He's rich. He doesn't need the Yumbo Rama meal.
No. Morning, Linda.
Hey, Linda.
Good morning.
Hey, you've had a busy morning. You just dropped your husband at the hospital for an injection in his foot. Is he okay?
Oh, he's fine, yes. Yeah.
He's fine.
Spider bite or...
What?
What?
Is there a funny story behind it, Linda?
Oh, no, just an old injury which has been...
flaring up.
For years and years, yes.
Get the old cortisone.
Mm, it's no good.
All right, what do you think's in Jade's box, Linda?
Sticky tape.
Yeah, it's a roll of, like, duct tape.
Like, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Boom.
Yay!
You're a winner.
Oh, we love that. What's on for the weekend, Linda?
Just relaxing over the weekend. I've been working all week. Doing two jobs.
Oh, two jobs.
You know what I like about our audience? They work a lot.
Hustlers.
Yeah. Hustlers. Hey, Linda, that free meal is on the way. You can not cook for one night, which is always nice. And thank you to our mates at Yumbo Rama for hooking us up with that.
Mm.
Coming up after the news, guys. Now, you know I've been obsessed with Big Brother this week. It's sweeping the nation.
Next
obsession.
Level, next level.
We've got to have more Big Brother on the show. We've heard a lot of that.
Yeah. If you're a Big Brother fan out there, right, even if it was the old Big Brother, the new Big Brother, we're going to have some fun next because I know me.
Mm.
I love practicing my Big Brother voice all the time. Sometimes around the radio station here, I'll go out to the microphone at the front and pretend to be Big Brother in the whole building.
On the intercom.
So 13:10:09, we've got plenty of prizes on offer today. We want your best Big Brother voice.
Oh, this is good. So I've got you on this, Maddie.
I don't think you do.
Oh, you think you're good. You guys, I've got a way better Big Brother voice than you.
You're going to battle it out in a second. I can feel it.
This Big Brother.
No. Jeez, you're giving away
that
juice.
Was good. Don't do any more.
Hey, I've got more. If you want to win a prize and you like Big Brother, you think you've got a great voice, give us a call. We're doing it next.
Jade, Maddie and Krivo when you wake up.
New FM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Krivo.
Krivo.
The Novos.
The number one show in Newcastle right now is Big Brother.
Yeah.
It's gone off its beep beeps. It's so good. I'm loving it. Have you guys watched it yet?
Still only 5 minutes.
Okay.
Still on MasterChef. Got a couple of shows left and then it's all over.
I briefly saw a quick preview recap.
Well, I am the type of person that gets obsessed with things very easily, and I've started doing my old school Big Brother voice around the office on the intercom.
Yeah,
I think it's starting to really annoy people.
Yeah, have been wreaking havoc.
Do you know what though? A couple of my friends have been doing the same. Like maybe not on the intercom at their place of employment, but we're having a chat the other day, and they started doing the Big Brother voice. I thought, you know what? A lot of people must do this. I know it's a small pond here. But
yeah,
I think a lot of people have a Big Brother voice, right? 13:10:09. We want your best Big Brother voice next. And we're going to give you a beautiful bottle of Hunter Valley wine plus some snacks. If you've got a great one.
Mm. Yeah, I like this.
Ladies, this is open to
men
you too.
Men and women. There are female.
I'm going to give it a go.
Hang on. I've got the original right here.
This is Big Brother.
I think it's...
One more time.
This is Big Brother.
Something sexy about the old Big Brother voice.
All right,
new one's less so.
Krivo thinks he can beat my
100%.
Big Brother. So we're going to battle it out next.
You got nothing, Maddie.
Okay, we'll see. A bad child, Tones and I, right now at New FM. Good morning.
My family.
Shower or two about today. Tops of 19 degrees on the coast. Currently 13 degrees at Maitland.
This is Big Brother.
Oh, yeah, Big Brother's back, of course. I'm obsessed, and I've been annoying the whole office with my Big Brother impression on the intercom on the daily. I don't think the boss has been too pleased with me.
No, he's like, misuse of company property.
No, you know what? He just wants to do it himself.
It was funny because I heard the door slam, and then I saw Maddie run. And then probably about 40 seconds later, the boss opens the door and he's looking around. You couldn't see Maddie.
What a pest I am. I think I do a pretty good Big Brother voice.
Yeah,
and Jade,
good.
Yesterday, Crevo was like, oh, I'm not going to do it. I'll save it for tomorrow. He thinks he's got this.
100%.
So 13 10 09, if you've got a great Big Brother voice, you think you can beat Crevo or I, just tell us how you think we're doing or how crappy we are.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'll go first.
All right. Do you want to do original?
Original first. Yep. Here we go.
This is Big Brother.
Oh, he's a bit quiet. He's whispering.
This is Big Brother.
Okay.
All right.
You go.
You ready?
This is Big Brother.
It's all right.
Okay, you get one more shot. That was a warm-up.
Oh, okay. You put the pressure on. This is Big Brother. Housemates to the diary room.
That wasn't too bad.
Not too bad. All right, let's do original, then me.
Okay, here we go.
This is Big Brother.
This is Big Brother. Housemates to the diary room.
Ooh. Ooh. I think Crevo has it.
Oh, you reckon?
Dude, that was a warm-up. That was your first
Do you know who I think would do a great Big Brother voice? Hamish.
Ooh, now
Hamish, you used to work on the Gold Coast.
Oh,
of course,
that's true.
It used to be filmed at Dreamworld on the Gold Coast.
True.
You would have been in the circles, I reckon, when they were looking for a Big Brother voice.
No.
Radio,
no.
Deep newsreader voice, authoritative figure.
You want to give it a go,
good
Hamish?
Hair.
Sure,
okay.
Teach the boys a lesson.
I'll give it a go. This is CNN. No, sorry, wrong one. Sorry, I'll do that again.
Auditioning for your actual dream job.
I am your father. No, that's the wrong one as well, too. Okay. This is Big Brother.
Oh!
Ooh, that is
Hamish
great.
Hamish has it. Do you want to go,
Can
Jack?
You do the housemates to the diary room?
Housemates to the diary room.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, that's sexy.
Katie's called
Good
up.
Job.
Hey,
all
Katie.
Right.
Hey.
How are you?
Hiring for your kids when you're, you know, trying to get out of the house. This is your mother. Get to the bathroom.
Now, who do you think we're going to? You're the judge today, Katie. Who do you think is the best Big Brother? Hamish, myself, or Crevo?
Look, I love you guys, love Novos, but Hamish, that voice.
It's the women they're
Isn't
loving.
Isn't it? Honestly, it does something deep down within.
Does it do the same thing to you, Katie?
Oh, look, it's a great voice, but. No.
Oh, back down, Dave.
Well, a bottle of wine for you. Yeah, thanks for calling.
Thank
Katie.
You.
You go. Bit of fun.
Exactly. From one bit of fun to another, yesterday, Maddie, I noticed something about you on the show, which leads down the path that Jade and I have had this theory for a long time.
Yeah.
And we have brought it up before, that deep down, you are an Italian, or at least part Italian.
There's some Italian in there, for sure.
Why?
Because you act Italian.
Fly off the handle.
Yeah, that's right. Very passionate,
loud. You talk with your hands.
You do.
And more, your arms as well.
And, of course, we
did. Forget the arms.
we wanted to do a DNA test, and remember we, like, did that little prank on you?
Yeah.
I said nothing Italian yesterday.
I even called your mother and I asked her.
He did. All right, we'll do this next. 6:46 at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Nickelback, live across Newcastle, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 6:54. Apparently, I'm an Italian.
You love Italians and Italian culture.
They just say it like it is.
And they're secretly jealous of us.
Of course you had to put the creepy Italian whistle in there.
No!
Well, Maddie, you are an Italian stallion, as they say.
I'll take that.
Good looking guy.
Exactly. Passionate. Let's run through the evidence, right? So we'll start with, you know, you are a good looking guy. Mm. You're very passionate about what you do. You do love Italian food as well.
Oh, What was pizza, it? I can cook the best pasta in this team. I'll
in this
prove
town,
it.
Even.
And then we had to have a bloody cooking competition involving pasta.
That's right. I forgot about that.
He's there making his own red sauce. Good spaghetti-o.
All right. Well, something happened yesterday. What happened?
That's right. So we're just having a chat about some medical story, as we do, often the case on this team. And the way you said x-ray, which is just a normal word, surprised me and made me just think of your Italian roots once again. Have a listen.
Done an x-ray.
X-ray.
Do, play again.
Domain. Your oh, home no, not of that. Premium cooking.
Wrong wrong thing.
I do. No, no, no. No, I don't have it now.
Oh, it's gone.
Oh, here you go.
Here we go.
Done an x-ray.
X-ray. You X-ray. Do. You did.
And then you should have seen him waving his, you know, gesticulating his hands around the room. And it just made me think, it's time to get that DNA
maybe
test.
Maybe I am an Italian.
Deep down.
I think you are.
See, I know that I can sound like a bogan Aussie sometimes with the way I pronounce things. It's because I grew up in Western Sydney.
Mm.
/ Tari. So I've got like half and half.
But also, it's
sometimes I sound normal, and then other times I'm like, yeah, an x-ray. Like, I can't help it. I can't help it.
It's deep down in your DNA, and we are going to figure it out one day. And how good would it be? Imagine taking a little trip to Italy as a team.
Done an
one
x-ray.
Day. Off to Italy, exploring Rome.
To meet your long lost dad, maybe.
Jade whizzing around on a Vespa.
Yeah.
How good's that gonna be?
Thanks, guys. You always know how to bring it down.
What are you talking about?
I'm joking.
You are an Italian boy.
Yeah.
But, Crevo, your dog, you sent through some audio last night of your dog growling.
Yeah, well, that's right, because we were talking about this yesterday on the team, and we wanted to find who has, like, the killer growls of Newcastle. So, like, the dogs that have the biggest growls.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to have a listen to it in a bit. Obviously, we won't play it for you now. I don't want to spoil all the fun. but we're looking for Newcastle's best growl from a dog.
If you can get your dog to growl on cue right now, I would absolutely love you forever. Crevo, you can get your dog to growl on cue, yeah?
Yeah, so if she's just chilling out and you go in for, like, a really tight cuddle with the dog, you get this like Wookiee, like
Molly.
Your little dogs must be a nightmare with their growls.
Yeah, they can be.
No good. Anyway, if you can get your dog to growl on cue this morning, we'll give you some wine at New FM. Ready?
Yep.
You reckon we can do it?
Yeah, this
push
button.
The button.
Hammer. Go.
No.
Hey,
Crevo, the Novos.
New FM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
This is so mad.
Hello.
New FM.
The official.
The Novos.
Thanks to our mates at the Happy Mobile Cafe. Benny just brought our coffees in.
Oh, he did. Thank
what a
you,
legend.
Cafe.com.au. We love them. They brighten up our day, don't
I
they?
I love so Benny, boy.
13:10:09 next, guys. I'm very excited because in our hot little hands, we have a $50 Petstock voucher.
Yep.
We've got it to give away for Does Your Dog Have a Killer Growl?
Yes.
13:10:09. If you can make your dog growl on cue, and it sounds cool on the radio, we're going to give you the voucher.
Yeah.
What could you buy with $50 from Petstock?
You could buy some new kibble, you get a brush,
treats,
brush in a bowl, treats, you could get a new doggy jumper for winter.
Flea and tick gear.
You could buy goldfish maybe. You could get sawdust for your little mousy cage. There's
the
heaps.
The list goes on. I tell you what, you could be a sales assistant at Petstock.
Yeah, I probably missed my calling in retail. I should have not gone into fashion when I was younger. I should have gone into pet stores. Would have been in my element.
You would have. All those cute animals around you.
Yeah.
Well, 13:10:09. Call now. We've got that voucher on offer. Newcastle's biggest growler. Gonna do it next. Good morning. Feel Good Friday here at Newcastle's 105.3 New FM. It's 10 past 7 with the Novo.
Shade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, we're after Newcastle's best dog growl. If you can make your dog growl on cue this morning, 13.10.09, we've got a $50 pet stock voucher to give away. Now, I know that your dog, Crevo, Molly, yeah, growls all the time.
Yeah,
you can make it growl on cue, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. She's got this, like, how do I put it? It sounds a bit...
She's like a squeaky toy. You exactly. said when you squeeze her...
Yeah, if you go in for a cuddle when she's chilling on her own, yeah, and she just gives out a little growl.
Yeah.
It's not really threatening. It's just sort of...
She's like, leave me alone.
Yeah, I'm busy relaxing here, can't you see?
Mm-hmm.
Shall we listen? You have some audio here.
Yeah, let's have a listen.
Okay,
Molly... This is yesterday, me getting it happening.
Molly barking.
That's so cute.
Something about a dog growl that just makes me laugh.
She's very, very talkative, you know.
One of my chihuahuas, Myrtle, it's very similar to Molly, but because I have a chihuahua and I can just pick her up, she doesn't like it when we move her from the couch down to her own bed. So she'll be like...
So spoiled.
There's
and
nothing
like you said, it's not threatening, but it's just like, don't touch me, I'm happy where I am.
There's nothing worse than a growling dog. You know when you see those little poodles and they look really cute and they've got the little bow on their head and then you go and pat them and they nearly bite your hand.
I love your issues with
little,
poodles.
You're a cute little petal, aren't you, darling? Mummy loves you. Terrible.
Poor
do you
poodles.
Know why? Because my grandma had a really grubby little poodle. His name was Benji when I was a kid. And that thing... Oh, I don't know how many times it bloody bit my hand.
Really?
I'm scarred with poodle. Toy poodles. Terrible dog.
No, don't put down
that's
on the poodle.
Just Benji that was moody.
No, Benji's such a typical toy poodle name as well. Let's call it Benji.
My mum's poodle's called Monty. And I call him my little French man.
How progressive.
When I recorded this little growl that I did, that Molly did yesterday, I was having a listen back and I was like, it kind of sounds like Wookiee from Star Wars if you remove like the barking bits.
Mm-hmm.
So I've taken those out in the edit. Let's have a listen to that.
Okay, here we go.
This is Molly. Now, I've actually got bits of Wookiee from Star Wars. Let's see. Not too far off, Molly.
Wookiee.
Incredible.
I think my dog might be from the Wookiee planet.
You know what? You can make some good cash off her.
Probably should do that.
Yeah, 100%.
Molly dog, the Wookiee on Instagram.
Dog voiceovers.
Yeah.
Only does Star Wars parties.
Yeah, exactly right.
It's amazing.
Oh, there you go.
But obviously yesterday, guys, on the show, I told you about my DeLonghi dream / drama because I'm trying to win a Vespa because I bought one of their toasters, which was this promotion that they had going. You buy one of their electrical appliances, you go into the running. So, obviously, yesterday on the show, told you about the situation, how I've been contacting them.
How many times have you called them now?
2, 3, 4, maybe. The count goes up, but I'm going to give you an update on my DeLonghi adventure after
that's
this.
Why you have a helmet here today, huh?
Ah.
You won the best part. You're in the home of Newcastle's best music on 105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 20 past 7. Jade's DeLonghi dramas continue.
Hello.
Because I actually emailed them a couple of times to make sure that my product registered.
Hey, Jenny, it's me, Jade, again.
I just want to speak to someone in your promotions department, please.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so quick recap. Yesterday we spoke about my DeLonghi journey where I wanted to win a Vespa. Because I bought one of their electrical appliances. It's a promotion that they've had
colour
going.
Colour orange.
Yeah, like colour orange. You buy a thing, you put a little form in the drawer.
Yeah.
That's the vibe of the thing.
And so I was on the phone, I was trying to find the right person. In the end, I managed to get a girl who said, look, I'll take your telephone number and I'll check and make sure your entry's all good and I'll get someone to contact you from the promotions department, right?
Yep.
So that's where we left off. And I said, oh, cool, good karma's, you're coming your way, girlfriend, thanks. Anyway, get an email from DeLonghi And then this is, so I'll read you my email first, the one I wrote to them.
One
I
of
said,
them.
Good morning. I was hoping you'd be able to confirm that I've registered correctly to be in the running to win the beautiful orange Vespa. I bought the Rome Orange Icona Capitals 4-slice toaster, in brackets, orange is my favourite colour.
I noticed you used that line on the telephone as well.
I did, just to reinforce it.
Yeah.
I have attached my receipt in case you need it, and I thank you in advance for your help. And then they come back and they go, hi, Jade. Unfortunately, there is no registration under this email. That was it. I was like, how's that helpful?
Oh, so what? That's it?
That was it. So anyway, then I got back on the phone because I was thinking that was so unhelpful. So I've contacted them and I got this other guy and I told him the situation and he's like helped me log on to the website and he's like going through and he's like, no, I can see your product registration's there. But he's like, you've done it an extra couple of times. I said, well, the thing is I did hit enter twice. Because it didn't fully go through, you know, when you sign
when a
online
website
submission.
Loads. Yeah, yeah.
So he's like, oh, well, look, according to the terms and conditions, you can only register that product once. So he's like, just quickly go in and delete them. I said, okay. So I went in and deleted them, so there's only the one product. He's like, look, just put your number in there as well. Went through my contact form, and he reckons that it's fine. But the thing is, I'm just...
You're not convinced,
are
you?
I'm not convinced.
You know what? Because like I said, when you call a place, especially when they're giving away something for free...
Yeah.
...and you bug them about it, there's always one worker that thinks... Look at this freeloader trying to win this thing. They've called me 4 times. Let's pop her out of the draw.
Well, they shouldn't say
maybe
online.
It was that girl.
Contact this email to make sure your entry's gone through, blah, blah, blah. So I'm
does
just,
it actually say that?
It actually
there?
Does say it. It said, look, if you want to check on your entry form, here's the email. Contact it just to make sure.
Look. I think they should just give you the Vespa because I'm pretty sure it's already been paid for in airtime.
Oh, that is mentioned. And I've just been so, you know, I'm so emotionally invested now, I can't give up. So I got a friend of ours to find me the reps number for Deloitte.
You have it?
No, he's still on a mission because the one he had, they'd resigned, so he's looking for the new contract.
Never afraid to ask the awkward questions, Jade Leader.
Yeah, well, hey, like, I'm getting...
Rifle through that barrel of entries. Yeah. I need to know if mine's there.
And if it's on top, thanks.
Put it back on top.
Anyway.
Put it in your hand as you draw it.
A to-be-continued saga, but I just want this to be an example for everyone out there just to never give up.
You're an inspiration, Jade, you know? You're like one of those people that give the talks where, you know, you can really win at life if you absolutely try.
And you believe.
There's people overcoming poverty. Jade is overcoming DeLonghi Vespa draws.
It continues with the Novo 725. Good morning.
UFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
De Novos.
Oh, the music department would be in a tiz this morning. All of those Lady Antebellum songs in there, they have to change to Lady A.
Yeah,
that's right. We'll keep them busy
I
anyway.
I quite like Lady A.
Yeah, it's quite a good name.
Lady A.
It's almost, you know, like a
easier
modern
for
version.
The marketing.
At least the crowd chants would be easy. Lady A, Lady A. Whereas, you know, Lady Antebellum. It's very, a lot easier.
Do you get many crowd chants at country music festivals like that?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't think so.
I don't think the audience that listens to Lady Antebellum are chanting at concerts.
Yeah, I reckon.
No.
Also, though... I reckon, like, if that, it's cool if they want to change. It's their band name.
Oh,
you know?
I think it's great. I think it's good.
Like, modernize it. Why not?
Lady A, full stop. On tour now.
Cheaper on album printing as well.
I wonder if they rebrand and reprint all of their album covers and whatnot.
Oh, cost a fortune.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Anyway, Love It or Loathe It up next with you, Crevo.
That is right. It's my turn to get your thoughts on the daily topic.
Straight after Pearl Jam, this is Better Man, which we all aspire to be in our own ways.
Oh, don't we?
7:36, tops of 19 degrees on the coast, live across Newcastle with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, when you wake up.
I don't care.
New FM.
I love it.
love it, or loathe it, loathe it.
My turn to get your thoughts on the daily topic, and today it's men with unbuttoned shirts.
No. 3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
Loathe it.
Love it.
Tacky.
Yeah.
Tacky.
So the thing I'm especially talking about before I get your reasoning,
okay,
is when guys, especially on TV, they've got two buttons undone. Like the top one I get.
Like the Dr. Chris Browns of the world.
And exactly. Fabio. Fabio is a classic example, ladies.
Fabio. Who cares about Fabio?
Yeah, but he always wore, you know, the buttons undone down to his navel.
Yeah.
It's just gross.
That I hate.
Less is more. I don't want to see all the skin up front. I want to, you know, take my time and undress you slowly, you know?
As a woman, Jade.
Yeah.
Like, this is the lady perspective right now. Mm-hmm. You like it right up to the top buttoned up.
Not right up. I think just
top
maybe...
Top one undone.
Maybe top one undone. So, and sometimes you can go two.
So it's just like some shirts, the second button is very high up.
Yeah.
But yesterday, Simon Cowell, the world's most smug man, was on doing an interview, and he had about a good 15 to 20 centimetres of unbuttoned shirt.
It was foul. It actually made me feel ill.
Now, there's a man, right, that I don't want to see with his shirt unbuttoned. I mean, you know, Harry Styles, Justin Bieber... Absolutely.
They could probably pull it off, but still.
Liam Hemsworth. It's tacky. Two buttons, guys, is good because you can see sometimes a little bit of chest hair and sexy collarbone, and that has the ladies wanting more.
Yeah, okay. Now, the other one that I've seen, I watched this show called Escape to the Country.
I know it well.
Yeah.
Right? It's like basically these old people in Britain, they want to move out of the city, get a house in the country, right?
Target and demo, the over 55.
100%. But for some reason, they love this show. One of the hosts, however, they have them on like rotate, is this older guy, and he's always got like two buttons undone, like all down past his nipples. It's like, why have you got that?
How old is he?
50s? Easily 50s. And he's always going in for hugs with the ladies.
Midlife crisis.
What's going on, Crevo?
What do you mean?
This is quite an interesting thing for a 30-something straight man to be offended by.
I don't know if I'm offended by it.
You know what?
You know what they say?
What do they say?
What they say is, when straight men get a little bit funny about these sorts of things, they've got something to, you know, admit to themselves.
What's that?
I don't know.
That Crevo like doesn't like... Or a sleaze ball.
Yeah, I'm just saying. He is sleazy.
It's the sleaziness of it all.
I never thought I'd think that you'd be offended about, to be honest.
I don't know. Just that was the second time I've noticed it and annoyed
me. Have a think about
it. Well, if you want to pick up Matty, just unbutton your shirt and walk past him a few times at least.
Three buttons undone. Are you kidding?
Thank you for that.
Guys.
Crevo's got some soul searching, didn't he?
I'm all good.
The news that didn't make the news with Hamish, it's up next.
All right, it's 7:44 with the Novos. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Novos on UFM.
We're trying to figure out how to make the news less boring and you act like you eat in your milkshake.
I love the media.
The news that didn't make the news with Hamish.
Yay. This is where we get Hamish in to tell us all those fun little stories.
Turn
that
your radio up, ladies.
Can't make the news.
Quirky stuff.
I'm let out of my cage for 5 minutes.
Fly, newsman, fly.
Well, look, you may have heard of this story throughout the week, but I didn't mention it, so I'm just buried. I think it bears mention. A former astronaut has become the first person to visit both space and also the deepest place in the ocean. Kathy Sullivan is her name. She's now a marine biologist. She travelled to Challenger Deep, which is basically the bottom of the Mariana Trench. The
deepest, James Cameron went there as well, yeah?
He did. And actually, interestingly enough, the submarine that he went on, the DV that he went on, was Australian-made.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
We actually gave it to the Americans, but they, as they were transporting it from one side of the country to another on a truck, they crashed.
Trust.
And damaged the submarine. So
I was going to say they drop it.
I did.
How devastating.
You know what? I'm so glad it was a woman.
Yeah, cool. Absolutely.
What a great story.
Absolutely.
So she's been to space and the Mariana Trench.
So she went down about 30,000 feet under, which is a pretty respectable cruising height in the opposite direction to passenger planes. So that sort of gives you an idea the depth of the deepest point of the ocean. She's also the first woman, I should say first American woman, who undertook a spacewalk, ironically, from the Space Shuttle Challenger.
Wow.
And also did missions on the Atlantis and the Discovery as well, too. So she was, she's quite accomplished. She's also a captain in the US Navy as well.
You know what? They say women, I think, tougher than men.
That's unbelievable.
You know, it's interesting because I would go into space without a moment's hesitation. I would love the opportunity to go to space. But the idea of being in a submarine,
that scares me.
Couldn't do it.
I'm the opposite.
Really?
You'd rather go in a submarine over space?
Yeah, I'm fascinated by the life down there that exists. Whenever I see like those videos where it's a submarine, they turn the lights on at the very, very deep points of the ocean.
You know what?
It just fascinates me.
Picture quality, terrible. Really hard to see anything out of a submarine.
Well, this one is pretty good, actually. It's actually
pretty good windows.
Yeah, they do. And it's very comfortable, apparently. It's like sitting in economy or, you know, first class in a plane. It apparently is quite an experience to do it now.
You know when you go up in a plane and your ears pop? Imagine the pressure descending down that far into the ocean.
Apparently, she said you couldn't tell. The only thing you could tell was that it got noticeably colder in the cabin of the submarine. But apart from that, there was no other effect to suggest that she was down that deep. So.
I'd be just so worried about a mechanical failure or, you know, a fan breaking down or oxygen running out.
I guess if you've been into space, your brain is wired in a way that you are prepared to accept a level of risk that a normal person isn't.
Yep.
So I think she'd just be like very trusting in the engineers and has that like ability to accept risk.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I'd want a pill to take with me. So if something went wrong, I could take it and I'd die.
So you want to go with the Russian the cosmonauts. They used to take those.
Because otherwise, let's think about it, because Ben and I actually had this conversation the other day because he said he'd go to space and I said I'm not keen on it. But I said, obviously, Ben, if you go to space, I have to go with you because I said we need to die together if that's the situation you're going to get yourself into.
You talk about some morbid things.
And so I said to him, you know, but we need those pills. Otherwise, I said, we're going to have to open the door of the shuttle and just, you know, kill ourselves instantly like that.
This is
one of the risks you've got to take. Like, that is a real...
Hope you're enjoying your Cheerios this morning.
Oh, no, I'm being cheery, but it's a fact. Like, if you're going to go to space or down in the sub like that, would you open the hatch if things got dire you couldn't get home?
Do you know what my idea of adventuring was? Snorkeling in Bali.
You went up to Byron Bay in a four-wheel drive.
There's a coloured fish, get away.
Not much need for cyanide pills.
I just lift your head out of the water.
Let me move on to my next story quickly before we get... and let's find a grim outlook on this one. A US study has actually found young children who drink 2 cups of pure fruit juice have healthier diets as teenagers and eat more fruit later in life. It's actually goes against previous research that found that despite the high content of natural sugar, it doesn't put them at greater risk of obesity. So 2 glasses of pure fruit juice, and they stress it has to be pure fruit juice, not the sort of the mixed sugar added ones, is actually very, very good for kids who are, I think, from 3 to 6.
So does it mean like pure putting it in the blender yourself and blending it?
Well, it could be. You can buy pure fruit juice as well, too.
100%. Especially orange juice. Very nice. Do you know what, all your kids in the car, when mum and dad tells you to drink up your juice, do it.
Listen to your parents.
Think of it. You're going to be a super adult when you grow up.
Yeah, you want to go into space and down the ocean.
Juice is way better than soft drink.
And eat your veggies.
I bet Kathy Sullivan drank a fruit juice when she was a kid. Otherwise, she wouldn't have been an astronaut.
Very good chance.
Yep.
Thank you, Hamish.
No worries, guys.
Thank you.
I don't mean to flog the dead horse, but I do need to share this thing, Crevo.
This is unbelievable. You showed me just in the break there.
There's a guy on Big Brother. His name's Xavier. And, you know, fairly good-looking guy. He ticks all the Big Brother boxes. Then I found his Instagram yesterday.
Mm.
And he's an aspiring singer.
Is he?
That's all I'm going to say.
Aspiring.
So this is not like a public Instagram that just anyone...
I think it's just his personal Instagram. But he's posted videos of himself singing. And do you know those people, you know, when they're really good looking and they think they can do everything? Like act, sing, do sports.
Quadruple threat.
Yeah. This guy seems to be under the illusion that he can. So we've got audio to play next.
Oh, great.
This is must hear, guys. Must hear.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo. The
Lizzo, good as hell, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM. Those Friday vibes are here, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Zing de zoom.
That's right. Big brother chat here because there's a guy called Xavier on there.
Yeah.
Very good-looking guy. Seems like a nice guy as well on the show.
Well, he doesn't say much, to be honest. It's like, it's I didn't even speak, brother.
Eye candy.
He's a paramedic too.
Is he?
I think so. So it's actually come out that they're saying that he might be an actor. He was in couple of student films, so they're like,
pretending. Anyway, we've tracked down his personal Instagram, and it turns out he's an aspiring singer. And I do say aspiring because, look, he just needs a little bit of coaching. I'm not saying he's got nothing. I'm saying he needs maybe a bit of talent coaching.
Now, guys, just to set the scene. Jade, you're quite the musical person. Musical theatre. You like to sing.
Yeah.
You're not bad. I mean, you're not Adele.
I'm not a Beyonce.
You're not Adele or Beyonce, but you're maybe like a Ricky Lee level.
When you're up when you're up in Queensland.
I'll take it. Okay. Thanks, Maddie.
It's all right. I love Ricky Lee.
Yeah, you do, actually.
When you're up in Queensland, you do duets in your mum's band.
Yeah, my mum's in a band.
You're knowing.
Yeah. Post them on YouTube. Crevo, you play drums in a band? Used to.
I like, you know, I love my music.
So you guys are like, you have the authority to judge right now.
Okay, so we're at the judging panel?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, right. I did go on X. I'm the same as this guy. I went on X Factor when I was very young, thinking I was a good singer, very deluded, and I got a no. So I don't think I'm the right person to judge. But you guys, absolutely.
Okay.
Let's have a listen.
Okay, this is Xavier from Big Brother singing on the guitar, acoustic style.
Daylight, I'll wake up in the morning like you don't play it right. I used to know this, but it don't feel too right. It made me put away my pride.
Look, he needs work. But just having a listen to that, first issue, that guitar is slightly out of tune.
When you see the video, he's got the filter on and he's got, like, better equipment than we have here.
Oh, it's beautiful equipment.
Great equipment.
They dropped thousands of dollars, I'm sure, on these 100%. Musical
The salesman saw him coming.
Yeah.
Didn't they? They really did.
You're going to be the next blonde Justin Bieber.
Oh, you know what? Bless him for trying, but that's embarrassing.
You think so?
Yes. Like
it's not like the worst, but it's pretty bad.
For instance, you know when you accidentally kick your pinky toe on the side of the bed? And you go,
okay, Simon Cowell.
That's what it's like.
The Simon Cowell of Sandgate.
It's funny because Jade says before we came back on, she's like, oh, guys, let's not slap the poor guy down. Next minute.
When you stub your toe. Let's listen to one more bit.
That's what it sounds like.
Okay, part two of Xavier from Big Brother singing.
Shock me like an electric eel. Oh, I said, now, baby, go. You turn me on with your electric feel. Do what you do now. Electric feel now.
I can't help it. It's terrible. It's terrible.
It's
and
like
you know
Idol,
what?
You know, when the bad people used to come into the auditions and then they, you know, look the part, they've got the instruments and then they open their mouths.
It's like he's got a really loving and supporting friends and family network that don't want to tell him how crappy
some would say they're lying to him.
You turn up to his gigs
that's
and stuff.
That's terrible. And that's the thing. He gets paid to perform at pubs. Like, if you go through his Instagram, he's spruiking, oh, I'm going to be here from 6 till 7.
Yeah.
And I'm like, $10 jugs. Bless your heart.
Look, I just think he doesn't have nothing. But he just needs some coaching and training to get that voice a little bit more in check.
This is what happens when...
And tune your guitar.
If
he's happy, who am I to judge? But
I know. But
I am. I'm sorry.
You know what? This is what happens when you're as good looking as he is. Because people lie to your face. I've seen it. I've seen it out.
Yeah.
No, I've had some very good looking friends, and I see how they react and how they're treated in like just in social situations.
Mm-hmm.
It's like people lie to their faces because they're good looking. Like, you know, he probably thinks he's very talented. He's an actor. I can sing. I can go on Big Brother. I get that. But, like, his friends need to be honest.
Wow. That's how he sings. Wow.
You really went there, didn't you, Jake? It's all how about supporting. You better go to that.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo,
the Novos.
Boom Crash Opera, this is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM. It's 8.23 and we're very excited today because we have a very first for us, a photo shoot.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Screwed that up. Well, Crevo and Jade are outside at the moment. Jackson, have you had a sample of what Jade has in her car today? There's so much stuff.
Yeah, I've heard there's quite a lot of stuff in there.
So she's brought in her makeup bag this morning. I mean, this thing is like a roadie case. You know when you go to a gig and they've got those big cases with equipment in
there?
Yeah. All right, I'm going to go to them right now. Hey, guys.
Hey!
All right, so just to set the scene right now, I've brought, like, maybe, I think, 3 shirts and a change of cap. That's all I brought for this photo shoot. Crevo, what about yourself? One outfit?
So, I have one shirt that I'm going to change into, and I thought I'd bring 2 jackets you guys can pick.
Oh,
okay.
We're giving fashion stylist.
Jade, on the other hand, Crevo, you're out at her car. Can you just talk us through what she's got in her boot?
Well, I haven't seen it here, Jade. Pop the trunk. There we go.
Pop the boot.
Oh, my. So, I see here, you've got one of those, you know, those, like, dry cleaning bags? But it is pink and white checked, like, a picnic tablecloth. And inside there, you've got, it looks like you've skinned a Wookiee and then dyed it with different colours.
Yeah. So it's basically like neon pink, neon yellow and black sort of fur, fake fur, long jacket, like trench coat almost like.
Then you've got another jacket there that looks like the mink blanket off a bed with the lining being maybe like old English wallpaper.
Yeah, it's my Lady Gaga fur.
Okay.
Because the thing with this photo shoot, usually with these things, what happens is you get styled and we're like, no, we're wearing our own clothes today. And Jade has really taken that and run with it, hasn't she?
Okay, now, then, not only that, there is an entire, I'm not joking, clothes basket. You know those, like, white hip-hugging ones full of clothes. And then Jade has what looks like a roadie case for a major rock band full of makeup equipment.
All right, well, Crevo, it's your job to bring it in, my friend, because you can't make a lady carry all of that stuff.
I don't think I'm strong enough. Give it here. I'll hold one side. Oh, my God, this is ridiculous.
Oh, well, look, here we go. I'm just excited because the current photo shoot we have, my head is photoshopped onto the last host's body. So I'm just looking forward to have my own body back, you know. It's going to be great. Great day for me. Coming up next is the Novo Song Challenge. It's suburb versus suburb this morning here on the show. And basically how this works, you ring up, you bring a song in, and you verse somebody else. It can be any song. It's Newcastle's only request line right now, 13 10 09, if you want to do the song challenge. Up next,
the Novos.
UFM.
Connecting you
right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos. The Novos.
The Novos.
UFM.
Oh yes, it's the time of the week. It gets very competitive here. The Novos song challenge. Today, it's listener versus listener, suburb versus suburb. So if you've got a song that you want to put into battle, represent your suburb, call us now, 13 10 09. We have one person ready to go. Shall we meet him right now?
Yeah, let's do it.
It's Peter. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
Hello, my friend. Where are you from?
Lambton.
Lambton. All the hopes and dreams of the good town of Lambton on your shoulders. What song have you got this morning?
Mate, listen to the music by Doobie Brothers.
All right, let's have a play. Well, if you think you can
not
beat...
Not familiar with this, but can, I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Oh, come on, Crevo. If you think you can beat this song, 131009.
I do like this song.
You know what? It is a good song. It is a good song. All right, not if bad. You think you can beat Peter from Lambton, give us a call. We're going to do it after One Republic. This is Didn't I at New FM. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's time for the song challenge, guys.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
That's right. Peter from Lambton called. He wanted the Doobie Brothers on. And we've finally got a challenger from Maitland. Josh, good morning.
Morning, Jade. How are you?
Good, thank you. So tell us, what song are you choosing to take on Peter with this morning?
Legend
Park
in the end.
Oh, Josh from Maitland, you have my heart. Oh, one of the all-time greats.
Yes.
Oh, Josh, good song. You love Linkin Park?
I absolutely love them. I was absolutely devastated when Chester passed away.
Yeah, that was very sad. I mean, one of the first singles I ever bought was Numb. The original, before Jay-Z got his paws involved.
His little hands on it.
Yeah. All right, well, let's go back to, we've got Peter in Lambton. Peter, hey.
Yeah, mate.
Yeah, you reckon you got him?
I got no idea, mate. He was cutting in and out. I couldn't understand on what he was saying.
Right, well, you got Doobie Brothers.
Oh, no, I'm still going. I'm backing Peter with
all
this
right,
one.
All right.
Good tune.
I think Josh has got this in the bag.
Well, Newcastle, it's up to you. 131009, the Doobie Brothers or Linkin Park, the full song playing next.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Oh, yes, it's the song challenge, guys. Down to Josh in Maitland versus Peter from Lambton. Doobie Brothers versus Linkin Park.
It's
producer Jackson. Who has won?
Okay, guys, so unprecedented times. We've got a bit of a tiebreaker situation here.
Oh, okay.
I love this.
Yep.
Always
great
exciting.
Moment to end a Friday on a
cliffhanger.
All right,
should we take a call?
Let's do it.
131009, if you want to call and break this tie. Who have we got? New FM, who's this?
It's Kath.
Hey, Kath, how
Hello.
Are you?
How are you?
Oh, doing good. Well. Now, you're the deciding vote. Linkin Park or Doobie Brothers?
Okay. I'm going Josh with Linkin Park.
Oh, okay. Very exciting for Josh.
Thank you, Kath. Let's go to Josh. Hey, man, you won.
Thanks, bro.
Oh, no worries, man.
Maitland represent.
All right.
He's all right. I was hoping for the Doobie Brothers.
Sorry, Peter. Maitland, the winner today. Josh, do you want to introduce your song, please?
Linkin Park. In the end, on 105.3 New FM.
What a legend. Here we go. I've got the full song right now. New FM, good morning.
Cameron, you stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Goss.
Hello, producer Jackson. What's the goss now?
Yeah, good morning. Sorry, hello. I was just watching Fire Army, so I'm going to struggle through this. So the Queen has jumped on Zoom and done a little bit of a call for Carers Week over in the UK. And let me just say, really cute seeing old people use technology, but I am taking aim at the palace. Whoever's running their social media needs to be sacked. Now, this sounds like the Queen has jumped on iMovie herself. Just take a listen to how they're spruiking maybe to most people it won't mean anything, but audio levels, turn your music down, huh?
Interesting listening to all your tales and stories, and I'm very impressed by what you have achieved already. So I'm very glad to have been able to join you today.
What did she say? I couldn't hear her over
like
that music.
Moments in our job when you accidentally leave the fader up.
Yeah, that's
like
right.
Like this.
Cool old thing.
Yeah, Jackson, so what Jackson, are you talking about right now? Hi, yeah, it's
But, you know, the Queen on Zoom. Leave it.
Beautiful
leave it to
little
the rest
old
of us.
Thing.
Stick to your BBC
Prince
messages.
Prince Philip
once
celebrated
a year.
His birthday this 99, week too. Good on him.
Plus some. And
what do you reckon he's getting from the Queen for his 100th? Hey,
well, congratulations for making it that far.
A letter.
apparently, she's going to step down after the pandemic. That's what we're hearing. There's rumours swirling.
Nah, she's. I don't.
She's
reckon.
In it for life.
She's not stepping
you
down.
You get this far. Where are you gonna? What are you else are you gonna do?
That's true.
You know, like
keep
people
busy at that age.
People retire and start playing golf.
Do you think?
I don't think the Queen's gonna do that.
Well, you hope that you would live that long, right? But you really, not many of us expect to get to that age and still be functioning like
that's
she is.
True.
So I mean, I guess maybe she would might reassess her situation.
Maybe
100 years.
What's she gonna get into?
Skiing,
stock car racing.
She likes guns
well,
and driving.
Horses. That's she true. Likes breeding horses.
She'll build a billy cart. Kelly Clarkson's in the news.
Oh, my girl.
Yeah, well, she could be because she's getting divorced.
Is she?
Yeah, she's announced her divorce.
Oh, no. Poor Kelly.
Rip. But the date's to be determined in
I
Los
knew
Angeles.
That wouldn't have lasted.
Heading to court. Now that she's like a daytime TV host, she don't need no man.
Well, you know the rumours that have been swirling for many years.
What's that?
The fact that Kelly Clarkson likes to swim in the lady pond occasionally.
Oh, really? Bisexual?
Yeah.
As long as she doesn't start dancing over coffee tables like Ellen, I'm all for it. Whatever.
But do you know what? I love Kelly. First concert I ever went to, and she's such a sweetheart, I think.
She is your favourite.
Oh, just, she's got my heart.
Fair slog of a marriage, too, in Hollywood. 7 years, so.
Oh, that's like 100 years.
So, you know how. So, Jackson, you would know. She's really good friends with, is it Reba McEntire?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the guy that Kelly married, I think his name's Brandon Blackstock. He. Yeah. Is Reba's son.
Oh.
So there's a weird little connection thing going there.
They
going
really there. Don't, like, look too far, do they? You know, like...
she's Hollywood like to keep it in the family.
Jackson, you've, like, been up close and personal over there, though. Like, you see that's what Hollywood relationships are like, right?
Yeah. And I think the reason people... Hollywood's such a weird place. Like, if you live there, it's just a very insular, strange world. And a lot of my friends, like, it's hard to understand people if you don't get to know them. So, like, it's easier to just swing in them circles because everything is so strange. It's like living in a fantasy world.
Bizarre. Just bizarre. Anyway, I'm sure she'll be dating her best friend's, you know...
boyfriend's brother in a heartbeat.
Her and Maddie are getting married.
Oh, that's...
Yeah. We can be one of those fake couples, you know? I'm gay, she's a lesbian. Like, let's just, you know...
That's cute.
Get together for convenience.
That's
kind of
2020
thing.
Chic.
Maybe I can have a child.
Yeah.
Well, that's possible. And you could have like a little apartment in a house sort of
There's
thing.
A sitcom
You'll be the
waiting
stepdaddy.
Yeah, that's
the
true.
Aussie small time radio host with the big time American pop star living in one house.
Neither of them are really into each other.
It would be entertaining, that's
I'd
for
watch
sure.
it.
Thank you, Jackson. Guys, have a great weekend.
Thank you.
We've got a big photo shoot coming up next. I suppose we have to go and move the furniture in the boardroom.
I'm going
to
go put some makeup on.
Working class talent here.
That's right. We do everything.
We do.
Jackson, 105 commercial free, though, for your feel-good Friday. I love these feel-good Friday vibes here at New
you
FM and a Friday.
You got some new stuff for us, yeah?
Maybe. I've got some Harry Styles.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah, he's good, right? Even cool. with an unbuttoned shirt, Jade.
You know, this song, I never get sick of hearing.
Mm.
Like, even though you hear it 10 times a day, it's a great song.
Still good.
20 even. Taylor Swift.
Aw, the two lovebirds that didn't make it together.
Oh,
Harry and
true.
Taylor.
They've been good together. No good.
She Rip. Loves an accent.
Rip. She loves a breakup too. Jesus.
That's true.
Leave some of them for the rest. La 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 as well coming up.
Excellent.
Good Friday.
Yeah, nice excellent. Team. All right, guys. Well, we'll catch you Monday. Have a great weekend and we'll catch you then. Bye,
bye. Everybody.
See ya.
Bye.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.